So I'm here with violinist extraordinaire Vladimir Jablokov, and we're in Glor Foyer. And tell us, Vladimir, what's brought you down to Ennis now today?
Well, this morning, as you know, we did a little workshop for the students for the was it primary school, and I'm trying to give a little bit of an idea to the students what can be classical music about. And that it can be a little bit different as well, that it doesn't have to be always boring for their ears. And I think we had a great morning with the students, and they seem to be enjoying it very much, the classical twist.
Indeed, I think they really did enjoy it. And at one stage you had them up dancing as well, and they really
It's nice to involve the kids as well into the actual performance.
Very good. And Vladimir, I saw you last year with the first year of your classical twist tour. So for people who are not familiar with your work, can you explain a little bit about the classical twist, your influences, and where the impetus came for that style?
Well, it came after many, many years of basically playing the music, and I had kind of development of my musical style for a good few years, starting even from the Grafton Street, and where I used to play a lot, as some people might know already. So basically I started as a young violinist playing only the real classical pieces. Then I crossed over to the actual Viennese style, which wouldn't be exactly appropriate music to play in the school. They wouldn't let you really to play that, so it was already a bit of a rebellion there. And after all those years, I said I would like to try something even more, and something more original, and to make the original sound of my band. I tried many different things. First I tried to come on into electric violin, and I tried to go even like really electronic, nearly music. Then I felt that's not what I really want. I didn't want really the classical music either, so I tried to find something in between. So basically we have the classical quartet, and we switched the cello to double bass. We added the jazz piano and the drums, so even from the instruments you can guess already that it's going to be something a little bit different. And basically we're reworking the classical pieces into the classical twist style, as well as the popular covers and some original compositions too. So we try to rock basically the classical music, and still to keep it with the classical instruments. So it's a hard, tough job for the sound engineer anyway.
I see.
To have the rock drums with the classical violin, but that's something.
Oh, something new.
The basic idea.
I noticed that you're collaborating with other entertainers now at the moment. Tell us, how did the collaboration with Jack L come about? Where did you run across each other?
It just happened that I thought it might be good for people like singing in the music as well, and I never did any recordings with an Irish performers, and actually with any other vocalists. I mean, of course, the musicians is a different story. So it was just an idea. We were talking with the record company and with that it might be a good idea just to show to people that yes, I do respect and I do like the Irish performers, and we try to do something what could possibly get into the commercial radios as well, and we got quite a lot of airplay as well.
I heard you on Ronan Collins, I think.
So it just came as an idea, and maybe to do something different for Jack L as well, you know, and to try to find something original. It happened just basically in one day. We hired a kind of room for rehearsing. We had one rehearsal, next day to the studio, and that's it. Finished. I mean, a couple of hours work, and we did a new arrangement. We did a cover of the Leonard Cohen's song "Dance Me to the End of Love."
Time.
And
Okay. So, and where can they view? Where can people view that if they're
just? They can basically visit the VladViolin.com, VladViolin.com, and we have the YouTube link there, or just basically put Vladimir "Dance Me." YouTube.
To the end of love. Dance me. Okay.
It's enough. Vladimir, dance me.
Excellent. Okay, Vladimir. Well, thank you very much. And kids really enjoyed your performance this
thank
morning. And we look forward to welcoming you back to Ennis in the not too distant future.
Thank you.